We're Brother Elzy. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM Kingston.
Hi, this is Sebastian from Death From Above 1979.
And you're listening to CFRC
Queens Radio.
Hello and good morning, everyone. You are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the basement of Carruthers Hall, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. It is now Thursday, 11 a.m. My name is Rue, and you're listening to the CFRC Live Sessions.
It's Coasting, and I'm Jonathan Whitford. Well, a group of prominent doom psychics have made alarming predictions forecasting the outbreak of World War III before the end of 2025. The predictions came from well-known figures in the psychic community, including the late Bulgarian mystic Baba Vanga, Nostradamus, Brazilian psychic Athos Salome, and British hypnotherapist Nicholas Ajula. Each has independently warned of a global conflict that could erupt within the year. The alignment of these four doom psychics on such a serious and specific forecast has drawn attention from both believers and critics alike. Well, no one needs to be reminded of the terrors of this world right now, but Cedar Roots is asking to be reminded anyway. Well, hey, how are you doing? It's Tuesday. I'm Jonathan Whitford, and this is Coasting. Well, there's nothing better than sharing 2 hours worth of great new tunes that I discovered this week, and you're in luck because we've got lots of captivating new Canadian music headed your way. Let's hear what Peter Foldy, Danujas Fox, and Kirk Zacharias have to say. Out in Nova Scotia, we got something from Marshall Simpson, and there's also a great new track from Maggie Andrews that you need to hear. We'll spin some recently dropped music from Late Stranger and Offside, plus you'll hear a brand new single from Ben Kaplan. So ahead on the show, let's hear what the Doomsday Squad is predicting for the world this year. But for right now, let's check out two Toronto artists with fabulous new singles to get the show started. Oh, and did I mention that I saw an ad that said, radio for sale, $1, but the volume is stuck on full, and I thought, I can't turn that down.
Thank you.
But I think it's a shame that you don't care. Can't you see that I don't want to fight? Let's avoid it if we can tonight. I think we're headed for a showdown. Let's slow down.
Thanks for joining me here today on Coasting. Our show is recorded and produced at Radio Western on the campus of Western University in London, Ontario. Our Coasting theme song is courtesy Ten Fay from their album Hit the Light. Well, Showdown is a song by Peter Foley featuring Becky Collada, and that was released at the end of May. The singer-songwriter is originally from Budapest, raised in Australia, and later moved to Toronto. Collada was a member of the Australian band The Mavises, known for their gold-certified album Pink Pills. And before that, Flowered Towel is a song by Toronto solo act Danujas Fox, and it's featured on their album Green Soup. That full-length record releases later this summer. But here's Asia James, a singer-songwriter from Vancouver, who's collaborated with Gene Navarro Jr. on multiple projects. It's a new one called That Dress on Coasting.
Hearing your voice, it's calling like a whisper, pulling me back to days that I remember. Driving me crazy. It's easy staying.
It's Coasting with Jonathan Whitford.
Born and raised in Edmonton, Lily Monahan is a blues singer-songwriter with a warm, unique tone. She often uses a biographical approach to songwriting and draws inspiration from many songwriters, including Brandi Carlile and Hozier. Snow in May is her latest single, just out in February. And prior to that, Vancouver artist Gene Avaro Jr. and Aja James just released That Dress, and you'll find it on their EP, Burn and Burn, that's just out now. While Marissa Burwell writes about childhood, love, vertigo, and snow, using captivating warm vocals and sharp prose. Let's check out Say It Again on Coasting.
I see it in your shadows, I can see it when you're gone. I see it behind you, I can feel it in most songs. Sorting through the archives and what's new behind your brown eyes. I thought it would be different. I thought that maybe I could find a way to rephrase.
found a blind spot in everything you see. Do your dreams look like you? Do I look like me?
Source for great music.
Minerals and vitamins in the kitchen cabinet, scribbled affirmations on a whiteboard. Myself a therapist, a locker at the local gym, mind map in my journal till I get bored. Every single day that I wake up, trying to show the world that I'm okay, but I swear I'm trying everything, following the recipe. Tell me why it tastes like cardboard. You're what I'm missing. All words, no let us stay past closing. I can still imagine us greeting all the customers, acting like we own the building. Now every single day they show up, empty chested, looking for my lost heart. Living in your epilogue, coffee when dessert is done, sugar in my cup. No music, can't rewrite.
Co-hosting favorite Alex Worms says The Way continues the story of Stay and explores the desperation to feel normal again while grieving a loss. She says, I wrote it from top to bottom, which is rare for me, listing off all the things I thought I was doing correctly and questioning why I still felt off. When I got to the first chorus, it hit me that what I was missing was you. And ahead of that, Regina Saskatchewan singer-songwriter Marissa Burwell dropped Bittersweet in 2022, and that captured the process of making a record through the pandemic. Say It Again is her follow-up single, just out last month. We'll time for a quick break, but stay with us. When we're back, I'll tell you about the Doomsday Squad's intersecting predictions. And until then, here's Nolan Fedge, a.k.a. Nolan Fay, an up-and-coming artist from Vancouver. The answer slipped from his brand new record called From Being to Dirt and Back Again.
I fall to the seasons. Can't they tell that I'm getting old? And I don't have an answer, but I know the one you're looking for.
It's Coasting, and I'm Jonathan Whitford. Well, a group of prominent doom psychics have made alarming predictions forecasting the outbreak of World War III before the end of 2025. The predictions came from well-known figures in the psychic community, including the late Bulgarian mystic Baba Vanga, Nostradamus, Brazilian psychic Athos Salome, and British hypnotherapist Nicholas Ajula. Each has independently warned of a global conflict that could erupt within the year. The alignment of these four doom psychics on such a serious and specific forecast has drawn attention from both believers and critics alike. Well, no one needs to be reminded of the terrors of this world right now, but Cedar Roots is asking to be reminded anyway.
Ah! I've lost my way. Something to be said, showing up uninvited to a city about a million times you've been. Can't get out of bed, empty pages you ain't writing. You're forever on the outside looking in. Here and there you catch a wave of being honest, but you're lying through your teeth and through your grin. When it finally starts to break on the cold dead leaves of autumn, another season comes to its untimely end. When I get reminded, triggers pain in these old scars. Lives we lived together now becoming distant stars, drowned out by light pollution as we fade into the dark, carried off by wild coyotes to the night they run and bark. All of your belongings sell and make them disappear. The plane will finally land and home will reappear. Ain't no time for looking back, ain't no room for fear when you're bleeding gasoline and burning tears. When I get reminded, triggers pain in these old scars. Lives we lived together now becoming distant stars, drowned out by light pollution as we fade into the dark, carried off by wild coyotes to the night they run and bark. Fake a smile, pretending everything is fine, but everything is burning by my own design. Winds are howling, feeding flames to pass the time. When I get reminded, triggers pain in these old scars. Lives we live together now becoming distant stars, drowned out by light pollution as we fade into the dark, carried off by wild coyotes, carried off by wild coyotes, carried off by wild coyotes.
Well, Coyotes is the first single noted from Eamon McGrath in Old Seed's new record called Jetlag. McGrath has over 300 songs written and recorded, along with multiple continent-spanning tours. And prior to that, Cedar Roots Collective says their new single Remind Me is a soulful reflection on grounding oneself amidst life's chaos. The song evokes the serenity of nature and the journey towards inner peace with its lyrical imagery. But here's Sherbrooke, Quebec singer-songwriter Felix LaRue with a story about a big yellow bus on Coasting.
De mon balcon, ça me fait sourire quand je vois les enfants courir dans la cour d'école du quartier pour être les premiers à glisser debout sur les flaques d'eau gelée sous les grands cris des madames du dîner. Ça me ramène tout droit en arrière dans la classe de Madame Vallière où avant que sonne la récré, on préparait sur un papier des équipes équilibrées pour pas perdre une seule minute de hockey. Mais pourquoi fallait-il que passe si vite le temps, ces années où le bonheur était insouciant? Tout semble tellement plus compliqué maintenant que notre bûcheron part avec nos visions d'enfant. Notre autobus était le dernier. À la fin de la journée, la chauffeuse Madame Jocelyne avec ses cheveux rouges était bien fine. À tous les soirs, on m'inventait un nouveau jeu pour le trajet. Combien de fois est-ce qu'on peut se lancer la balle orange sans se faire pogner? Pas game de te rendre en avant en passant en dessous des bancs. On arrivait chez nous joyeux, j'oubliais mon lunch une fois sur deux. Mais pourquoi fallait-il que passe si vite le temps, ces années où le bonheur était insouciant? Tout semble tellement plus compliqué maintenant que notre bûcheron part avec nos visions d'enfant. Souvenir de la foi pour aller à Montréal, je crois, en autobus noir et blanc avec plein d'adultes dedans. Tout le monde était silencieux, on n'a jamais réussi à comprendre le jeu. 25 ans plus tard, nous aussi on va s'asseoir sans faire de bruit et on cherche notre fun quelque part sur nos téléphones. Parce qu'une fois rendu grand, ça se fait pas de passer en dessous des bancs. Mais pourquoi fallait-il que passe si vite le temps, ces années où le bonheur était insouciant? Tout semble tellement plus compliqué maintenant que le tabouchon part avec nos visions d'enfant. Que le tabouchon part avec nos visions d'enfant.
You're listening to Coasting with Jonathan Whitford.
Cause you are
So Joe on the Sign recently sent me this new smooth acoustic folk single, Over and Over. He says the song is a piece that reflects on a relationship drifting apart, where both sides are accepting that things aren't working out, but not communicating. And ahead of that, Felix Leroux gives us a great new song called L'Autobus Jaune. Leroux is a singer-songwriter whose music combines the playfulness of the French language with the richness of his musicians' arrangements, all with a touch of humor. Well, Kirk Zacharias captures the warmth of a relationship through small moments like breakfast in bed and playful compromises. Let's have some coffee on Coasting.
Morning, babe, how was your sleep? Mine was great, but it's best when you're next to me. You snore pretty loud, but I sleep talk, so it's balanced evenly. Not much to say, so I kiss you on the cheek. Breakfast in bed, but you insist on helping me. All I wanna do is spoil you, but you wanna spoil me too. And that's why you mean so much to me. And I can't get enough, but I could use a little more coffee. I could sing you this song all day long, but hey, it's okay, 'cause I know we got things to do and places to be. But as soon as you're home, baby, I'm singing you to sleep. Things, but we still compromise. It's funny how it's overlooked so quick and soon forgiven. And that's why you make me so happy. And I can't get enough, but I could use a little more coffee. I could sing you this song all day long, but hey, it's okay, 'cause I know we got things to do and places to be. But as soon as you're home, baby, I'm singing you to sleep.
For great music.
Ripples across the water.
Picked up Marshall Simpson's new single called One Summer Night from Earshot, and I thought you should hear it. Marshall Simpson is composed of Nova Scotian singers, songwriters, and musicians Eric Marshall and Eric Simpson. The latest record is I Get That Feeling, released in May. And before that, Kirk Zacharias' new song Coffee is an acoustic-driven folk song about love in its simplest and most genuine form, like waking up to someone you cherish. Zacharias is a Saskatchewan musician who says, I write sentimentally sad and sappy songs. Well, Sing Song Incorporated is up next. They got a new song called Watching Darkness and explores themes of solitude and reflection.
Starlit shadows waltz into a room and dance so softly without sound. I like to watch the darkness closing in, the time so peaceful and serene. Senses bring enlightened spirit unleashed dreams. Mother Moon, come watch over me.
Come watch over me.
Guide me on this journey one more time.
Thank you.
Well, Sing Song Incorporated released Watching Darkness back in May, and it's part of their album Montage. The inspiration behind the song comes from a quiet evening where the songwriter chose to embrace the gathering dusk rather than turning on the lights. Well, after the break, I'll tell you about some ancient bread. And to get us there, there's been something brand new from London country artist Amanda Keels, who's won multiple awards, including the 2024 Toronto Independent Film Festival Best Music Video and FCLMA 2024 Music Video of the Year. She sent me Sweet Spot, and let's hear it before we go.
Yard patio, some old school station on the radio, spinning around in our bare feet, slow motion dancing with you holding on to me.
Hey there, Kingston. Looking for the latest in arts and culture? Join me, Ellie Sturton, Friday 3 to 4 p.m. for the Kingston Curator. Featuring interviews with artists themselves, I'll explore what's happening around